We're going to explore net neutrality now through metaphor. Stick with us. According to the FCC, they're writing rules for the internet to preserve the status quo.
The FCC website says this: the open internet is the internet as we know it. It treats all traffic that flows across the network in roughly the same way. Well, some people fear providers could change the flow by charging more for certain businesses.
But it's a complicated issue, and net neutrality is not a scintillating term, as even the man who coined it admits.
You know, I kind of agree it's boring.
Tim Wu of Columbia Law School is running for lieutenant governor of New York, but he's most well known because he coined the term net neutrality.
Ultimately, you judge a phrase not by whether it sounds great the first time you hear it, but whether it seems to stick around. And like it or not, net neutrality has stuck around.
Another advocate for net neutrality is Tim Carr.
Well, you know, I've had people wonder whether or not I'm talking about, tennis in Switzerland.
Get it? Net neutrality, tennis, Switzerland?
Well, Tim Carr of the organization Free Press says there are lots of metaphors to explain net neutrality. You've probably heard this one, the highway.
What the internet service providers are proposing to do is that they want to set up a fast lane and a slow lane on the internet. They want to have a fast lane for the few companies that can afford their tolls, and then they want a slow lane for the rest of us.
Well, here's another metaphor. Picture a fully clothed man in the shower.
On the internet, it flows into my house. This water, this nourishing water, is everything.
He gets very, very wet.
Let's just turn down the knob some on what they can do on the internet.
Okay, as found on YouTube, the shower metaphor. But Baron Soka, president of the think tank Tech Freedom, says we should avoid metaphors altogether.
The beauty of the internet really is that it defies metaphor. It is constantly evolving. It's hard to put that in a box.
Soka argues the metaphors are all biased. Even net neutrality, he says, is biased against internet providers. He prefers open internet.
Well, whatever you call it, Tim Wu says you can't control what catches on.
That's what I've learned in life. You just throw things up like spaghetti and see if anything sticks.
Ah, spaghetti. You can't beat a good food metaphor. But if you have a better one for net neutrality, tweet it to us at NPR All Tech.